Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Welcome to Local SEO Today. I'm Roger Murphy.
And I'm John Vong.
We want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. We want to thank Kayla Kloss, our media expert. She's running the cameras today. So thank you, Kayla.
Thank you, Kayla.
Today, we want to talk about two entrepreneurs, John. We want to talk to business owners about off-page techniques for SEO, five quality tips we can give them of how to do better search engine optimization for Google ranking.
Yeah, it's very imperative because, as you know, there's only so much you can do on your website. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of signals that Google's actually looking for to attract and ensure that you build your authority.
Sure.
Right? So the first thing I want to talk about is really the link building aspect.
Yes.
Which is, how do you get more high quality backlinks to your website that will actually move the needle? Mm-hmm. Right?
And a link is defined really as from another source, a trusted source, that is sort of giving your website credibility, saying we like this, we recognize this site,
yes,
and we are linking to it.
Yeah, and there's two different types of links, right? There's a do follow link and a no follow link. You do want the attribute of do follow more than the no follow, because some of the juice that is from that other website linking to your website gets passed on to your own website. But I'm going to hit on a couple of the different ways to build more links.
Okay.
So the first thing is citation building. Mm. What does that mean? You probably heard of it. All it really means is putting yourself out there in as many directories, online directories, as possible, right? So submitting your business information in the yellow pages, the web local,
yes,
the home stars, the rate MDs, the open cares, the whatever it may be. There's hundreds of them out there. I would always pick out the top 20 or top 50 in your industry that are on the first page when you go, or the first couple pages, and submit your business listing on.
Yep. One tip is make sure your NAP, which is your name, address, phone number, should be identical across everywhere. So never change it. It's got to be identical across all the different citations.
Exactly. And make sure you verify it, claim every single citation with login and password, and make sure you complete the actual profile. So some of these citations allow you to add images, personalize as much as possible, add a description, add more categories. So go in and claim it, go in, optimize it so that if any time that someone's going on a, you know, Yellow Pages listing and they see you, everything's consistent across the board, from hours of operation, address, name, you name it, compared to your website. Mm. Another place that you want to ensure that you put your information out there is profile accounts. And this is very interesting too, because there's a lot of websites out there that allow you to generate profiles where then you can add your link and information to your website, right? And this adds more credibility to your site as well. So the more you're out there creating more of these profile accounts, the more likelihood that it will help you benefit from ranking your website as well.
Exactly.
There's two, so many different strategies in terms of getting backlinks. I'm going to touch upon a couple of them. So forums, commenting, link placement, and guest posts. Mm. So these are fairly the most popular ways to get links. So what I mean by forums is there's a lot of different forums out there, where online forums are more online communities, right, with a website which you can create a profile and then start engaging with that specific niche industry experts, right? So then you are able to engage with them, and hopefully in your profile, within some of the comments, you can actually add your link or add some information about your website. So this is very similar to commenting, right? Where there's a lot of websites where you can go in and comment on some of these posts or comment on some blog. So just be wary on this. You don't want to spam this area because Google knows if you're spamming it. So make it as natural as possible and make sure that you're adding value, right? By commenting on the right kind of information mm-hmm. as opposed to just trying to be self-serving mm-hmm. and helping yourself. Then there's link placement, which is you see there's a lot of niche websites out there in your industry that are, you know, adding value. They could be industry expert websites out there, right? What you want to do is find an article that you feel that is very relevant to your existing business and your website, and request or build a relationship with the owners, and hopefully you can add a link or have some sort of mention in there or have a word in that article to link back to your website, right? So attaining and building a relationship with the business owner of that website to then allow you to get a backlink to your website. Mm. And then, of course, the last way is guest posting, which is building your profile on a different website that allows you to write blogs, mm. right? So then you're becoming a contributor to a different website. But by doing that, you're actually becoming an expert on that website. So that allows you to get more exposure, writing unique content that is very similar to the services you offer, but positioning yourself as the expert.
If I could just touch on that, Google, about a year ago, has been very, very open about they want what's known as the EAT principle, which is expertise, authority, and trust. So, John, to your point just there, if you're increasing your authority in Google's eyes because you are producing and authoring this other content, it can only help your own website.
Exactly. Yeah. So, online, there's only things that Google can see. Right? And these are ways, like a backlink is very similar to a referral in the real world, mm-hmm. right? So it's very difficult to harvest, right? You got to build a relationship with business website owners that has authority or traffic and trust, and hopefully they allow you to get a link back to your own website. Yeah, so, I mean, there's different ways to build authority, but getting backlinks is very important for your website. And there's also very important metrics as well, right? Mm-hmm. So the domain age, there's
page authority,
domain authority. Yeah. Then there's the trust flow and the organic traffic and industry specific. Like, there's a lot of metrics and there's a lot of software that can help you guide you through this entire process. But again, it is very important to understand on a high level how it works and what needs to be done so that you can do it the right way.
Exactly. To your point, John, the right way is quality with high domain authority and page authority. If you look out there, you can find lots of spammy links and you can find link farms. There's all sorts of ways to try and trick Google. They'll only hurt your business in the long run. So we are educating you today. Be ethical. Go with the most quality, the highest quality links that you can find. Don't go for the cheap stuff. It'll only, cause you problems.
Exactly. And it's not a volume game. It's a quality game, mm-hmm. right? So don't go after the number of links, because if there's a lot of links but horrible quality, and they could be very toxic as well, right? Mm-hmm. What use does it have for your business,
yeah.
right? It's not generating you any traffic, and it's not relevant to your business. So the people who are reading that article or linking from that other site, it has no value to you. So why even associate exactly. yourself to that?
So that really speaks very highly to your point. It should be and must be high quality.
Exactly. I think the second point that I want to talk about in terms of off-page is really optimizing your Google My Business.
Yep, and it's Google My Business, really, it's a page, isn't it? And it became very popular a year ago. Google allows you to have a complete page with your business, your name, phone number, your hours, reviews, photos on there, images of your location, maps. There's so much, and what it does is it sort of allows the user, John, to go more quickly to your business. They can find you, get everything they need to know to contact you to purchase whatever you're selling.
So it's a business listing that allows for users mm-hmm. to have a snapshot of really your website, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a summary, and people are on the go all the time today, right? So they're on their smartphone, they're on the tablet, and they just want to get to things quickly.
Sure.
And a lot of the traffic today on Google are no-click traffic. Mm-hmm. So the more you want to put on Google My Business, the easier it is for the consumers and users to actually find what they're looking for,
yep,
and actually make a transaction, either go to your physical location, call you, email you directly.
You make it easy for them to find you, answer all the questions quickly. So it's like, oh, what are their hours? Oh, where are they located? Oh, what kind of reviews do they have? What type of products do they sell? Or if it's on this landing page, this Google My Business page, it just means you can get more customers more quickly and more quality leads.
Exactly. And there's a lot of things you can add in there depending on what kind of industry you're in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a retailer, you're a restaurant, you're allowed to add a menu as well, or coupons and offers. And Google even tells the users when is a slower period of time or a busy peak period
for eating,
for you to go, yeah, to the actual restaurant, right? So maybe that's when you want to avoid those times,
yeah,
and go when it's a little bit slower, right? Or call for reservations. So there's a lot of things that are valuable if you understand. Make sure you not just optimize it. So claim it, optimize it. And when you get reviews, make sure you get more reviews. Make sure you also comment on and respond to all the reviews.
Mm. The third one is social media. We want to talk about.
Yeah. So with social media, I think the key there is there's so many different social media platforms. Mm-hmm. You don't know what people are doing and how they're ingesting content, mm-hmm, right? I know the most popular ones are Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram.
And then, of course, there's the Google My Business posts, right?
Yep. There's LinkedIn, there's Pinterest.
So depending on, yeah, and depending on your audience, right? If you are a decorator, home decorator, images play a huge role. Mm-hmm. So Instagram is heavy for, mm-hmm, you. So maybe that's where you want to emphasize and focus most of your efforts in terms of social media.
Mm-hmm.
So claim it, optimize any of your social media pages, and engage with your audience. Know exactly who they are and how they're consuming that content, right? So targeting your images to the right audience.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately, what you want is you want, because this is one of Google's signals, they've got 200 criteria to determine how websites get ranked in Google results. Social is actually one of them. So the more social you are, John, not only are you getting a branding message out to your clientele, but you're also answering one of the criteria Google's looking for in the first place. So it not only helps you brand with your current clients and they can find you in different places, but when other ones and customers are searching on Google, it actually helps move your Google website ranking up higher in search results.
Yeah, so the key there is shares, amplification of your message, right? So if you have a new blog post, right, or you have something that's very popular or something new going on in your business, it's a great way to share it amongst your audience members, or even spending some ad dollars to amplify that message, right, on a Google, a social media post,
mm-hmm,
right? So that's social media. I think the next one is YouTube.
It is YouTube, doing producing content off your page, because YouTube, I believe, is maybe the third most searched platform in the world, John, owned by Google,
yeah,
but it's hugely popular, and there's thousands of hours every day being loaded up. So, but it's a great place people love. They love to consume video, like to watch it. So it's a great way to get a message out there.
Yeah, and understand your audience again, right? So producing content, you need to ensure that it's professional and it's made for your audience. So speak to the language, mm-hmm, that your audience wants to hear, right? Mm-hmm. So know who they are and, be professional and, mm-hmm, produce it properly. But also amplify that message, right? So having a large subscriber base on YouTube or spending some ad dollars on YouTube will allow you to amplify that message and optimize your YouTube channel so that you can gather more people coming to your site, right? Because again, it's all about just building that authority. You don't know where people are consuming content, right? It could be social media, it could be through other websites, it could be through videos, images, podcasts. There's so many different ways people are consuming content.
Exactly. And it very well, is one of the criteria that Google is looking for with websites that are attached to video content can actually help the website rank higher also, because that you'll find that web results with video in the results do pop up more often, very highly ranked on Google.
Yeah, so there are signals, and the more you're doing things the right way in terms of running a business, it will actually amplify your results on in terms of your website.
Exactly.
And the last thing is really to, I want to talk about like positioning yourself as the authoritative figure or the trusted expert, right? So what I want to talk about is like gaining more PR, I would say, out there for your business, which is media attention or speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. You become a trusted source in your industry, in your local market, in which then you're positioned so that when someone has a question or they're looking for an expert, they reach out to you.
Mm.
And this could be something on TV, it could be a magazine, it could be, you know, a speaking presentation,
sure,
whatever it may be, positioning yourself. So that's the key and ultimate goal, right, of running a business, so that when you are at that level where you're a thought leader, people come to you for anything related to that topic, then that's where Google will reward you the most as well.
Exactly. Google refers to it as EAT, which we've spoken of before. Expertise, authority, and trust. That's what you as a business owner need to continually work on, because that will increase your worth in Google's eyes.
Yeah. So overall, there's a lot of different things that Google's looking for, right? And there's not just one thing you should do. You should do everything very well, right? And it's very challenging as a local business owner, because you probably are an expert in your product and service. How do you become an expert in SEO as well?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to learn. This is very fun for people that actually enjoy what they're doing. And here at Local SEO Search, we enjoy this. So.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to reach out to us, please feel free. We'll share any of our thoughts and we'll educate you on the tips and tricks that are needed to be done.
Perfect. Well, thanks a lot, Roger.
John, thank you for today, and thank you for watching Local SEO Today.
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe to Local SEO Today and tune in to our next episode.